Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. So it is a gorgeous day outside. Yesterday was like, I can't even say, I want to say like the end of summer, like early spring. It was just gorgeous. Actually, it was better than early spring. It was in the 70s. It was just beautiful. Yesterday was like one of those days where you want to go and just stand in the sun. And then I have to tell you, when the sun went down at like 5:30, 5:40, it was so dark. It was like boom dark. And I have to say that I finished a painting yesterday, and when I was sitting outside in my car, because I went to my office because I did my ballet class last night, and I have to say I am so loving that class. So here I am in my little office, that's my little joke, by the grist mill in Great Neck. And I just kind of sit there and look at the water whenever I have time before my classes and before whatever, you know, I'm doing when I'm in Great Neck. And so I watched the sunset, and I finished this painting yesterday. And I have to say, technically, there's a few small details, but I have to wait until it's dry before I can put them in. Because it's way too wet to work on, and it'll just get muddy, and that is not what I'm looking to do. So I have to say that I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the sun, and I'm watching the sky change, and it was my painting. The sky went yellow and orange. It was amazing. I was absolutely flabbergasted, is the best word I can say, because that's exactly what I just painted. I painted a landscape of dusk, and the moon is all up, and the sky is just yellow and orange, and orange, orange, orange. And there's a little red orange in the bottom, but it's really oranges, deeper oranges. And so the interesting thing was to watch the sunset, and the sky just went all yellow. I have to tell you, I was sitting there like mind blown. Now, I'd already titled the painting Dusk, but really, really was dusk. So that was really cool. You know, I love it when things work like that, because lately that's what's been happening. It's the correlations and the just the way things go. It's interesting. Kind of like it with it that happens. So my eyes have been really bothering me the last couple of days. And, you know, I'm painting and they're just tearing and tearing and tearing away. And I've been using this new moisturizer. And I think what happened was the moisturizer got into my eyes because I think I put it too close. And then I was reading it this morning, and I think it's just a regular, like it's not supposed to be around your eye area. I think I confused it with something else. I went to a party with my sister-in-law a week and a half ago. And it was one of these like makeup parties. So they sell products for your hair, for your, you know, for makeup, body lotions and yada, yada, yada. And all this like particular type of facial, this line of facial stuff. Anyway, so, you know, we're there because we're supporting a friend's sister. And so it was her profit that night or that afternoon. And so everybody bought something, you know, my sister-in-law and I bought something. So I had it shipped to her house because when they were talking to us about the shipping, she said, for you to ship it to your house, you're going to pay double, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they don't make any money on the shipping. So you might as well save the money on the shipping. So it's going to my sister-in-law's house or my brother's house, whatever you want to say. And so I only ordered a lipstick because I didn't, you know, I don't know those products, and I'm pretty laxed about using all kinds of creams, and I don't do a lot of makeup. You know, my main staple is eyeliner, and I love putting on eyeliner, and I think I've been putting on eyeliner since I'm, I don't know, 16, and it's just the one thing I always do, and it's funny that I'm saying that because this morning I ran out without putting any eyeliner on because my eyes have been bothering me so much the last few days. So this morning I'm reading, they gave us all these free samples. So, you know, you use the samples, and if you find that they work for you, then you can go and order it anyway. I thought, okay, well, you know what, that's all right, I'll try that. So I tried one of the samples, and my eyes have been tearing away, and I think what happened was I mixed it up with something else, and so I've been putting it around my eyes, and my eyes are just getting puffier and puffier and running like crazy. So it was really funny, and so this morning I like stopped and I was like reading the tube, and it doesn't say how to apply it in the, you know, the sample, but it was saying it's like a lip cream. But I remember when we were sitting there around the table, the sister's host, the host sister, excuse me, was saying, "Oh, this is the best stuff. You put it here," and blah 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 blah. And I said, "All right, I'll try it. I think I'm confusing it with something else." So, you know. I'll tell you, the best thing for bags under your eyes really is drinking water. For me, anyway, I drink a glass of water and everything sort of starts to disappear. I drink two glasses of water and look 10 years younger. I don't know. Maybe that's not quite accurate, but it feels that way. So I think that I've been putting the wrong cream under my eyes, and it's very funny, so it's making me laugh. Anyway, so where was I going with all of this? I don't recall. So now I have to wait for that lipstick to go to my sister-in-law's house. And then, wow, that was something, huh? Anyway, so when I was finished painting yesterday and I went and I sat and I watched, it was just like amazing because that's what I saw. I was like, holy cow, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. There was more to it, I think. I'm sure. Anyway, spectacular day yesterday. I think I stood outside in the early morning and I let the sun just sort of beat on me. So I haven't been getting up early. I've been like slacking because even though we gained an hour, it's nice when you look at the clock and it's like an hour earlier and you're thinking, oh, thank God it's earlier than later. But I've been going to bed so late on the other side of this. It's like, I can't fall asleep before 2 or 2:30 every night. So is it any wonder that I'm getting up later and later? No. So I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, so, so there you have it. So I just was painting away like a fiend, and I sat there in my office watching the sky change right into my painting. It was amazing. I loved it. Talk about feeling one with nature. That was pretty impressive. All right, so let me tell you the really cool thing. Finally, iRobot has now caught up. Now, I'm not looking forward to the AI situation where we could have all sorts of, you know, wars and strife because artificial intelligence is trying to take over. I'm not interested in that at all. In fact, I don't even want to think about that. But finally, the car that drives itself has finally hit the market. Now, I have to say it's not exactly out and viable yet. Now, we all know that, you know, when hybrids started to come out, it was like, you know, very, very expensive and, you know, here and there a few whatever. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, everybody's doing a crossover vehicle and hybrids. Now, I remember the first hybrid I ever drove, and it was, you know, both gas and electric. It was in Texas, and it was 2004. So in 2004, I remember driving that car. I don't remember if it was you push a button and it started or not. I don't recall. But I do know that was a car that you could drive, and we didn't have to fill it up. I was with an ex. And it was, you know, one of those like, wow, that's kind of cool, very innovative. Well, finally, it has happened. So iRobot is here, the first completely self-driving car has now been out. It's out. It's in Japan. And so the test drive goes like this. You get in the car and you let the car drive you. Now, it drives a little more cautiously because, listen, it's brand new. This is the promo baby state, right? So what happens is it can tell the difference between a red light and a brake light. Okay, that's very helpful. That's very good. That would be pretty bad if it didn't. it knows about, well, there's a handful of things that it's doing, but it when it's, as they put it, quote unquote, thinking, it slows down. So until that technology becomes like second nature, and I don't think an automated car can become second nature, but, you know, this is point one. So when they get to point five or point six, then it's going to be all kinds of different, right? So the thing that it doesn't recognize is if there's an emergency situation, an ambulance or a fire truck or something in that nature, it doesn't know to pull over. So that's one of the things they need to work on, you know, the outside noises. So it was really interesting. So I'm like listening to the news, and I was so moved. I was like, finally. So, you know, those times that you're driving home and you're really tired and you're fighting to keep your eyes open, and yeah, that happens. And I have to tell you, when one of my friends texts me and says that, yes, texts me while they're driving, I call them immediately and just start talking to them. And I always hope that somebody will do the same for me. But it's one of those things, it's like, if you can get into a car and it'll take you home, how fabulous is that? Now, the only second other thing better than this is that there's somebody home waiting for you, that you're not going home to an empty house. So I did my ballet class last night. I had my second class, and they're all so sweet. They're telling me how quickly I'm catching on. I think they're just being very kind. But I have to say, I'm trying very hard, and I really am enjoying it. I'm playing with it. I'm working at it. I'm really enjoying it. I can't even tell you. I felt sore for a day or two last week. I was a little more sore last night after the class because we did slightly different warm-up poses, and you really feel them. And right now, today, my legs don't hurt at all. In fact, I have a little bit of soreness, but it's in the back of the legs, in the upper hamstrings. Yes, my butt. But I have to say that that's all good. I have no problem with that. And my shoulders, my upper back feel a little sore. So we did some different stuff. So she said to me, you're doing so well. Forget about the arms for the while and just focus on the feet and the legs. I was like, okay. So I did not have ballet shoes. So this time I wore these like slipper socks that have little grippy bottoms, and they're way too big on my feet. So that was kind of funny. So next week I won't be able to make the class, which I already informed her. But the following week I will actually be prepared. I will have ballet shoes. I'm just hoping I can get them in anything other than pink. And a very, very good friend of mine, NF, sent me a wonderful text telling me all this information. Now, I went online and I looked at all those sites, but I have to say, the shoes are not expensive, but then the shipping makes everything expensive. So I'm going to see if I can actually physically go and look at a couple of stores and take it down a notch. And they were telling me yesterday I could actually go to Payless and buy the same type of shoes, maybe Capizios or something. And everything that NF said about, you know, split sole was all brilliant. And I loved hearing the stories. Now, I remember watching Primo Ballerinas, and I've seen various different movies. They all make the sole. It's very interesting because you think the manufacturers that are making these shoes would know very well to break the sole, right, to make a split sole. But in the toe shoes, they don't. And the only way to get your foot to arch, and their feet really arch. Now, I have to say, I have extremely high arches. And so when I point my foot, when I point my toe, I can really get almost a C. But they really get a C, you know, with the shape of the heel to the toe ratio, where their arch is like really high in there. And it's funny because their feet are all a mess. And the best part is that the instructor, who's fabulous, is talking about, you know, how strengthens your hamstrings and your calves, and all of this looks really good and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, yeah, I'm liking all of it. I'm very in it. I'm loving the whole thing. So I'm enjoying this. very much. So now I have to start doing something else. So my one day a week is not enough, but it's definitely put me in a spot where I am far more active than I've been in a long time. So I'm ecstatic and I'm dancing. So it's all good. And now, so Enip is telling me I should take hip hop or jazz. And I'm like, you know what? I like the delicate nature of ballet. I love ballet. I've loved ballet since I was a kid. And I did take ballet classes. I still knew the poses, although they don't use position 4. I think I said that last week. But I really enjoyed that whole thing. So jumping back, because I'm jumping back and forth, I'm so over the top about the car that this makes me so incredibly happy. I don't even know. The words are not there. I'm just waiting. Now, I have to say, cars used to be really expensive. And then oil prices went up. And then, as everything else does, car prices went up. And then the bigger the name, like, you know, when Calvin Klein were first out, those were not the most expensive jeans. What was it? Jordache and it's funny. I always remember Jordache. I never owned a pair of Jordache. I didn't like the jean. I was a Sassoon kind of fan. I had one pair of Sassoons, and I remember I was in a sleepaway camp, and I was a little kid, and somebody stole my jeans, and I was like, why would somebody steal your jeans? But that's what they would do. You know, you have something, everybody always wants what everybody else has, right? Anyway, so I always thought that was really funny. So I never really bought another pair of designer jeans, and then Calvin's have become my main staple. So I live in Calvin's. In fact, I think Calvin's are the only jeans I wear, with the exception once in a blue moon of Levi's. And I used to wear Express. I used to love Express jeans, and then they changed the cut, and I had hips, and that was not very good for me. A couple of different names. My mom is always buying me different designer brand jeans or pants. Actually, she buys jeans that are like funky colors, like, you know, sort of like a brushed cotton, and it's like teal blue or something, or, you know, it fades from white to blue. And I'm always like, you know what, I just like my plain straight up jeans or my leather pants. And I don't go by any designer names for my leather pants. It's if it fits, I buy it. That's about the way that all goes. But it's funny, yeah. So I'm a big Calvin fan. Levi's just, they don't make them for my hips, you know. Gap doesn't cut them well. Old Navy I used to love Old Navy's jeans. And then again, they also changed their formula. Don't you love that? It's like, go skinny or go wide, but don't change the hip. And when they came out with low-rise jeans, I was like, oh, my God, finally, somebody did something for me. I have a tiny little, and if I'm trying to put the jean over my hips and close it around my waist, they always gapped in the back. I could never do it. So I have some friends that say certain low-rise are too low-rise, but, you know, the plumber's crack, all right, whatever. I think I have a nice crack, so it's all right if it shows once in a blue moon. Sometimes it shows a lot more than others. It depends on how low the rise. Okay, that's all I can say on that. I like that. That's too funny. But yes, I've always been a jeans kind of gal. You know, it's really funny. I go out with my other artist friend, one of my Johns, and it's really funny now because when I tell my cell phone, when I like hit auto dial and I say, call John, and I, you know, whether I say studio, mobile, or home, it'll say calling John the 50th. And I think that's hysterical. And I'm like, there aren't that many Johns. I have a brother named Jonathan, and he's in there as J-A-Z, you know, because I like the initials. I like formality, but I'm also big on brevity. So, yes, I'm a total Gemini, and I'm a walking contradiction, and that's all good because I like it, and it makes me happy, and that's all it's about, isn't it? So I got an email from a friend, and he went to this show at Sotheby's, I guess it was yesterday, and they had a little performance piece, and one of the guys was walking around in a mirrored suit, and I have to tell you, that is, like, brilliant. because that's exactly what we are to each other. We are mirrors. And every single thing that someone is saying to you is about them. So you're never really, unless you're having a conversation about a situation or you're learning something, when people start to talk to you about things that have happened, they're only telling you what their experience is. And thusly, you are mirroring their feelings back. So if you take it personally, I love that mirror suit. I have to tell you, the whole thought behind it, it's like it protects you. I remember when, so remember the movie Red, when that came out with Bruce Willis and, that whole lineup of stars. I can't even think of all their names. Helen Mirren was in it, and John Malkovich, and blah, 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 blah. And, where were you going? Oh, yes. So John Malkovich was like totally crazy in that movie. And when they went to his house because they wanted to recruit him to protect all of the people that were being assassinated, removed, taken out, killed, hunted, whatever, he was wearing a tin foil suit or an aluminum foil, I think it was tin foil suit, because he was sure that the radiations were getting to him. And so he was trying to protect himself so that everything would bounce off of him. So I see this mirror suit in this photo, and all I'm thinking is, like, that's, like, so apropos, because, number one, it reflects what you are seeing all back to you and all these broken up bits and pieces. God, that suit is brilliant. I think I'm going to have to do something with that. So then the other thing is it protects you, like it insulates you so that everything bounces off of you because it's reflected outside of you. And thusly, you are completely safe inside. I love this. God, I love this. What a great, great, great idea. I think I'm going to have to do a project. I already see it. It's the next project. So, So I have to say, I'm going to start finishing up all of my projects one by one. Now, I say that all the time. But I have to say that this time I'm really going to do it. So that's the way that's going to go. Very interesting. Very interesting that I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling very good today. Actually, I feel amazing today. For as upset as I was last week, which was, you know, some other thing going on, This is a very good week. I had a great Halloween. I had a lot of fun. I got to see people that I haven't seen. I reconnected with so many people on so many levels. I love that kind of reconnection thing. And I've been very productive. Cranking out artwork is a very, very good thing. Makes me extremely happy. And when things get together the way that I envision them, I am happier than happy. In fact, I'm looking at this painting and already I know the handful of things that need to be changed, just tweaked ever slightly to make it a little bit more intense and high key as I'm looking at it. So subtle, very subtle, but beautiful. And I like that. I like painting beauty rather than horror and you know, woes. I think that's a really good way to go. So, yeah, I'm so excited about the car. So, you know, getting back to the finish of that whole thing is that when those first cars came out that were the crossovers, cars were really inexpensive. And then as everything, you know, houses were inexpensive. I wasn't even around. But when people were first buying houses and they were in, you know, four digits, you know, you have $1,500 and you have a house, then $50,000 a house. $150,000 and you have a house, and then $1.5 million and you have a house. Only going up and up. So cars started out inexpensively, and then they started to go up and up and up. And then, like the designer clothes, the designer names, they go up and up and up. So when those first crossover vehicles came out, they were really expensive. And it's funny because now you're not using the oil technology, the gas, it's all different. So it should be saving you money. Instead, it's the technology that goes into building the appliance, the apparatus, the vehicle, that becomes super expensive. It's very funny, right? So then they make them where you just go and plug them in. Now, I have to tell you, I would love to own one of those cars. And in the very beginning, I was all in it. And then I couldn't afford them because they were too expensive. You know what? The bigger problem is being able to, you can finance. I can own anything I want, and I can buy it on credit. And I'm going to tell you the best part. I have nowhere to plug it in. So what's the point? If you can't charge it and you can't use it, then it's worthless, isn't it? So that's the really funny thing. So in order to have one of those plug-in cars, you have to have a house or a place to plug it in. I think that's hysterical. So soon I think what's going to happen is they're going to start changing. Well, they've already changed all the muni meters, right? So now you put in a credit card and they spit out a ticket. And then you put it in the car. Well, those tickets are ridiculously expensive. You're spending $4 for 2 hours. It's ridiculous, right? 50 cents used to get you 2 hours or whatever it was. A half an hour, whatever. And now it's like 12 minutes for 50 cents. I think some of them are even less than that. I think it's 6 minutes for 50 cents in some places. So crazy. And who do we have to thank for that? Bloomberg. Yes, that's correct. Anyway, so we're not going to go there. So the next thing that they're going to have, instead of meters, they'll take away all those meters. They'll remove them. They'll cut them all down. They've been doing it. They're going to have to put in a little electrical stands with a plug, and you can charge your car while it's parked. That's a brilliant idea. Now, I have to say natural resources, and I DVR'd a show, which I didn't watch because I just couldn't sit and watch any more television. I had the TV on a lot this past weekend because Saturday, Halloween, I actually got really early, and I got on my paperweight computer, and after 10 minutes or 20 minutes or a half an hour, 40 minutes or an hour trying to do something, I said, oh, the hell with it, and turned it off and left the paperweight sit there. And then I decided I was just going to vacuum my home. Well, in vacuuming, I decided I had to wash the floors. And after washing the floors, I decided I had to scrub the bathroom down. So here I am scrubbing and cleaning tip to tail. And by the time I was all finished and said and done and showered and walking out the door, it was about 2 hours later than I wanted it to be. So I ended up getting to the studio, and instead of working, because I didn't feel like changing all my clothes, because I was already dressed in costume, I just changed my shirt and I sat down and I drew. And that's when I fleshed out the painting, which was sitting on the wall with the sketch, but not done. And I have to say, this morning I was thinking about these paintings, and they're still all related. They're all related, every single one of them. So my longitude, latitude, minimalism has changed into, now you're looking into an area, a spot, a speck, a 90 seconds, a destination, an area. And that's what these are really about. So you're looking at a specific place, and they're all in my mind, but they all, I'm so excited about this car, I can't tell you. So I guess that means I have to buy a house so I can buy a car, so I can plug it in and charge it, so I can drive it around. Yes, I guess that's where that's going. 60 seconds. So yeah, that's where that's going. I have to say, yay, that's the next best. Yeah, I guess that's where we're going. Anyway, so it's a gorgeous day. Make sure that you get a little of that vitamin D sunshine on your body, because I have to say it does wonders. I stood in it yesterday for a little while and it was spectacular. So this is Lisa of the Lisa Show saying enjoy the beautiful warm weather, this little Indian summer break. Who knows how long it'll last, because it is November. And alack, winter is really right at the brink. We're right there. And God knows what it's going to be like. 10 seconds. So God knows what it's going to be like, because last year and the year before were really hard. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening. You have a wonderful, fabulous day, a good week, and I will speak with you on the following Wednesday. So have your lunch with me and enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa signing off.